भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 28 टेक्स्ट नंबर 34। हित्वा गृहान् सुतान् भोगान् वैदर्भी मदिर ईक्षणा अन्वधावत पांड्य ईशम ज्योत्स्ना इवा रजनीकरम। हित्वा गृहान् सुतान् भोगान् वैदर्भी मदिरेक्षणा अन्वधावत पांड्येशम् ज्योत्स्नेवा रजनीकरम्। हित्वा गृहान् सुतान् भोगान् वैदर्भी मदिरेक्षणा अन्वधावत पांड्येशम् ज्योत्स्नेवा रजनीकरम्। हित्वा गृहान् सुतान् भोगान् वैदर्भी मदिरेक्षणा अन्वधावत पांड्येशम् ज्योत्स्नेवा रजनीकरम्। Matajis? Hitva, giving up. Grihan, home. Sutan, children. Bhogan, material happiness. Vaidarbhi, the daughter of King Vidarbha. Madira Ikshana, with enchanting eyes. Anvadhavata, followed. Pandya Isham, King Malayadvaja. Jyotsna Iva, like the moonshine. Rajani Karam, the moon. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Just as the moonshine follows the moon at night, immediately after King Maledvaja departed for Kulachala, his devoted wife, whose eyes were very enchanting, followed him, giving up all homely happiness despite family and children. Purport. Just as in Vanaprastha stage the wife follows the husband, similarly when the spiritual master retires for Nirjan Bhajan, some of his advanced devotees follow him and engage in his personal service. In other words, those who are very fond of family life should come forward in the service of the spiritual master and abandon so-called happiness afforded by society, friendship and love. A verse by Sri Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his Guruvastaka is significant in this regard. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadaha. A disciple should always remember that by serving the spiritual master, he can easily advance in Krishna consciousness. All the scriptures recommend that it is by pleasing the spiritual master and serving him directly that one can attain the highest perfection stage of devotional service. The word Madhirekshana is also significant in this verse. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained in his Sandarbha that the word Madhira means intoxicating. If one's eyes become intoxicated upon seeing the deity, he may be called Madhirekshana. Queen Vaidarbhi's eyes were very enchanting, just as one's eyes are Madhirekshana when engaged in seeing the temple deity. Unless one is an advanced devotee, he cannot fix his eyes on the deity in the temple. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Rama Ramo Hare Hare. Actually, I am last minute replacement for Devaki Nandan Prabhu. So I am sitting here with zero preparation. Whatever Krishna inspires me, I'll speak. Here there are two significant points Srila Prabhupada described in the purport. One is just like a wife follows the husband when he leaves for the forest, in the same way as, when the spiritual master goes to Vrindavan Dham or somewhere for Nirjan Bhajan, some advanced disciples they also follow him. And one more point Prabhupada makes, that simply by pleasing the spiritual master one will get Krishna. Then third, another point Prabhupada makes, so what is Madhirekshana, you know, seeing the deity form in the temple, right? In 1966 the first batch of disciples, Srila Prabhupada, you know, gave initiation to first batch of, you know, students. So out of them there was one devotee, you know, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu. That time he was one of the earlier disciples. So once Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture in 26 Second Avenue, I think. So he got up and started shouting, you know, "I don't want you in the middle. You know, I want to go directly to Krishna. I don't want you in the middle. I want to go directly to Krishna." You know. So Srila Prabhupada called him, put him on his lap. "My dear child, everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. Be happy. Everything will be all right." So like that. So Prabhupada was patting him. Like that. So he just got up and went away. Right. So they say that he is the first one to bloop from ISKCON. Of course, later on in 1969, again he came back to Krishna consciousness. Now he is a very prominent devotee and GBC member, you know, in ISKCON. So that Srila Prabhupada later said, So this is the mentality of modern people, that they don't want to surrender to the spiritual master. Even if they want to if they go to God, they want directly to go to God. You know, they don't want to surrender. There is one philosopher, or so-called false philosopher, Jiddu Krishnamurti. Right? He had many followers. He says that you don't have to follow any authority. You don't have to surrender to any guru. When it was mentioned to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada said, then why is he writing books? Then why is he saying that, they should follow him? You know, what he is teaching, that nobody should follow anybody. Right? So this is the mentality of modern people everywhere. They ask, they question, why should we surrender to the spiritual master? Right? So in fourth kind of Bhagavatam, there's one important verse where Prachetas, they were actually doing severe austerities and penances, and Sri Narad Muni, he went, he went there to meet them and find out what they are doing. So when Prachetas saw Sri Narad Muni, they glorified him, saying that when there is darkness, people are very afraid. People are very afraid. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that usually people are very afraid of to go in the night time. Because of fear of thieves and all, rogues and thieves, that they will harass people, right? Especially in modern cities, like when I was in New York, some devotees they were saying, when you go out, you always keep some dollars on your front pocket. I said, why? Because the New York station, it is in Brooklyn area. New York Temple is in Brooklyn area, where a lot of black people are there. So when the metro station, when you get down, it is in underground, then you have to get up. So there, not like in Mumbai and all, many people will be there. So some black people will be waiting, to attack. So when they attack you, you just say, I'm a monk, and give some dollars to them. Because if you don't have dollars also, they will say, why are you not keeping dollars? They will kill you. Like that. So many cities it's like that. Darkness. One is advised not to go out, especially in East African countries, Kenya and all. One should never venture out, South Africa, in the night time. After 6 o'clock, it seems nobody goes out. It's very fearful. So this darkness, night, is very fearful. Because thieves and all are there. But when there is a sunrise, automatically the fearfulness will go away. Fear goes away. Why? Because everything gets lighted up. In the same way, Prachetas are saying that just like people in the night time, they feel very afraid. But as soon as the sun rises in the morning, they give up their fear. In the same way, people in this world, they are in darkness of ignorance. When pure devotees, Mahatmas like you appear on the horizon, all their fear goes away. Right? Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasma Shri Guru Venamaha. So this is the importance of spiritual master in one's life. If somebody has a bona fide spiritual master in his life, accepts, then he follows the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master in toto, perfectly. Then going back to Godhead becomes very easy. Just like this material world is like a ocean, and it's very difficult to cross, right? Srila Prabhupada gave this example that you take, there are many swimmers, expert swimmers, you know, who cross, I think Thames River, you know, they go, they swim from London to Paris, some people, you know? It's very difficult, but some people they swim across, you know? They are very expert. But you, Prabhupada said, if you take such expert swimmers and put them in the middle of the ocean, you know, they will never be able to swim across the ocean. You know, swim across the ocean. So difficult. You know? Like that. This material world is like that. You know, ocean of material existence. Bhavasagara. You know? Anybody who thinks that by one's own efforts, by practicing Jnana Marga or Karma Marga or Yoga Marga or anything, if somebody thinks that he can cross over this ocean of material existence, he is like a person who thinks that he can cross the ocean by catching hold of a dog's tail. Is it possible? Like the dogs are very expert swimmers. Suppose if you catch hold of a dog, can you cross the ocean by catching hold of the dog's tail? It's not possible. In the same way, without completely surrendering to the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master, it is impossible to cross over this ocean of material existence. Whoever it is, whether it's expert swimmer or ordinary person, if he falls in the ocean, in the middle of the ocean, and some boat comes, you know, he can easily sit on the boat and cross over the ocean. In the same way, by taking shelter of the lotus feet of a bona fide spiritual master, one can easily cross over this material existence. Right? So that is why one must surrender to a bona fide spiritual master. Like Srila Prabhupada exemplified that. You know, Srila Prabhupada exemplified by his own personal example. Right? Once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he sent some of his disciples, you know, to London, Germany and all that, right? So Bhan Maharaj, I think he sent him to London, right? So London, then they tried a lot hard. So they printed a magazine, a small magazine. On the cover page, he put his own picture playing harmonium. You know, harmonium. So he sent it to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. So when Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta saw this, he said, he threw it and said, he is promoting himself. You know, he is promoting himself. He will never go back to God. You know, he should glorify his own spiritual master. So when he came back to India, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur personally visited, went to the port. You know, he came by ship, you know, shipyard, to receive him. You know, to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta went. So Bhan Maharaj told, your method did not work. He told him, his Guru Maharaj, your method did not work. We can't preach Krishna consciousness in the Western language, Western countries. So he, like that. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was very unhappy with him. So later on, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there was a group of all his disciples, and Srila Prabhupada at that time, he was a grihastha. Right? He was a grihastha. So, they posed this question to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that, you know, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted that, you know, this Krishna consciousness be spread all over the world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted, you know, Prithvite Yachayat Nagaradigram Sarvatra Prachar Hoiva Moranam. So who will do this? Right? Who will do this? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, like the assembly of devotees sitting there, just like they have group photo, right? Everybody was sitting, and there is someone who will do it. And then he was glancing over, you know, all over the over all the disciples. Then he, you know, concentrated, focused his glance on one personality. And someone will do it. Someone will do it. And so Nayanananda Babaji Maharaj, in Champahati, there is a temple Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur established. He took Kshetra Sannyas. Now he left his body. Whenever we used to go for Mayapur Parikrama, he used to give a small talk. So this Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur instructed him to take care of those deities, and throughout his life he served the deities by staying in that place. Right? Very great devotee, Mahatma. So he thought, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was looking at me. He was mistaken. And then he said, oh, it looks like he is not looking at me. Then he felt that, he was looking at the personality who is just, sitting behind me. Then he turned his head and saw. So Prabhupada was sitting there. And Nayananda Babaji Maharaj was saying, both the great personalities, they were exchanging such, glances. I understood that this is the personality who is going to do this work. So Srila Prabhupada, if you listen to Prabhupada lectures, whenever he would mention his spiritual master's name, he would take with very great respect Ashtotra Satashi, his divine grace, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, like that, he would take it with great respect and honor. And once he was giving a lecture on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur's, I think, appearance day or disappearance day, that Prabhupada started, shedding tears. God became ecstatic, remembering his spiritual master. Then he said, my spiritual master had so many scholarly disciples. Scholarly disciples. But somehow or other, I am successful because I had so much faith in my spiritual master. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya aprasadan nagati kutopi. Right? So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he was very displeased with Bhanu Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada wrote in one of the purports that this is what this Bhanu Maharaj, he is not a liberated person. He cannot become spiritual master. Prabhupada wrote in a letter. So because he was prohibiting his disciples to visit him, like that. So like that, Srila Prabhupada also had many disciples, who followed him very strictly, and they went back home, back to Godhead. Right? One of the examples was Jayananda Prabhu. Right? So Jayananda Prabhu was so dedicated to Srila Prabhupada that he was a mechanical engineer, but he used to drive a taxi to run San Francisco temple. Then Srila Prabhupada commented, then he used to drive Prabhupada in his taxi for the programs and all. So Srila Prabhupada commented that the Jayananda, I have observed, he is always chanting Hare Krishna while driving taxi. I have observed, he is always chanting Hare Krishna. Like that. So, Jayananda Prabhu, he was so dedicated to Srila Prabhupada. When he was diagnosed with cancer, he actually, in America they have this social welfare, medical relief and all. Whatever money he got, he gave it to Srila Prabhupada to publish this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Then he said, Prabhupada asked, why are you giving it to me? He used it. Prabhupada said, Prabhupada, I am anyway going to die. It's terminal cancer. You use it. I don't want to spend money on my medical and all that. So he gave it to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, no. Prabhupada said, no, you take it. Yeah. Like that, he was so dedicated. And then Jayananda Prabhu, when he left his body, Srila Prabhupada wrote a letter saying that he wrote to Jayananda Prabhu only, that if at all you have any material desires, you will go to heavenly planet and enjoy there, and then from there you will go back to Godhead. So later on, Srila Prabhupada, they informed how he left his body and all. Then when he came to know that during Mangalarti time, you know, conch was being blown, and then there was a tape of Srila Prabhupada going on, you know, then Srila Prabhupada wrote, says that Jayananda has gone back home, back to Godhead. You know, you please include his name in Vaishnava calendar. Right? And then he was instrumental in starting, you know, Rath Yatra. And then he said, on each Rath Yatra, every time on the cart, keep the picture of Jayananda Prabhu. Right? So like that, there are many disciples of Srila Prabhupada who followed him very strictly. And, you know, they even went back home, back to Godhead. And those who could not follow, somebody asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we heard that if a disciple cannot go back to Godhead, the spiritual master has to come back again. Srila Prabhupada said, they say like that. Then Prabhupada said, if somebody is not following my instructions, he is not my disciple. So disciple means what? You know, one who is disciplined, one who is not following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. How, you know, Prabhupada said, how is my disciple? So there are many cases who did not follow and got diverted, you know. And those who have followed, they were perfectly leading their lives and on the verge of going back to Godhead. Once Lord Krishna, after the Mahabharata war was over, he was touring around with Arjuna and all. So he went to the forest once, and then there is one, Krishna said, there is one sage waiting to meet me. I want to go and see him. And the Lord Krishna went there. So that sage's name was Udankamuni. So that Udankamuni, he offered respects to Krishna, then received him. And then Krishna, then Udankamuni told him as if he did not know. You know, previously there were no TVs and SMS and mobile phones and all that, right? So he did not know that Mahabharata war was over and everything was finished. Then he said, oh, my dear Krishna, I am very glad that you have come. I wanted to give you some advice. Krishna said, what? No, you are actually very intelligent and expert person. You go and, you know, make peace between Kauravas and Pandavas and avoid this war. You know, by this war, everything will be destroyed. You know, like that. So Krishna smiled and said, my dear sage, everything is over. I went actually as Shanti Duta, you know, to convince Duryodhan, but he did not listen to me. You know, I gave him many proposals like that, but they didn't listen to me. So whatever had to happen had happened. So now all the Kauravas were killed, and only 5 Pandavas were left out. So Udankamuni became very angry. Said, you are actually a very capable person, but actually you are very kapati, duplicitous. You know, even though you could, Gandhari was, Mataji, she was also saying, you know, actually you are the cause for the killing of, death of all my sons. You know, if you wanted, you could have stopped this war. You know, then she gave him, you know, shrap. She gave him a curse, saying that, you know, just like Kuruvamsha got destroyed, in the same way your Yaduvamsha also will fight with each other and die, like that. So Udankamuni also said, you are a capable person. If you wanted, you could have stopped this war. Because you did not stop this war, I am going to curse you. Krishna smiled and said, see, you are a bacha. Oh, you have done some tapasya, you know, without knowing a proper reason, without knowing the full history and all. You know, don't curse. You know, otherwise if you curse me, you will lose all your tapashakti, and then whatever you have earned by doing great tapasya and all, you will lose it. You know. Then Udankamuni said, okay, give me some explanation. You know, give me some explanation. If you give me, if I am satisfied, then I will not curse you. Krishna smiled and said, okay. Then he explained, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everything comes from me. Everything, you know, I am created. Then he explained all Bhagavad Gita, mini Bhagavad Gita he explained. So Udankamuni became very happy and said, okay, I'm leaving you. So Krishna said, Krishna is very pleased, he said, okay, I've come here, if you want some benediction, you ask from me. Right? So Udanka Muni, he said, actually I'm living in a very deserted place. You know, I don't get water. You know, I don't get water. So whenever I want water, you know, you should provide. Yeah? So Krishna said, no problem. Whenever you want water, you just remember me, you will get. Right? So once he was going around and it's very hot, then he wanted water. Immediately he remembered Krishna. Matanga means chandala, surrounded by some dogs and all. He came along and then his body was very dirty and he was very black. Then water was, you know, continuously flowing from his body. You know, so that Matanga said, drink water from my body. You know. Then Udanka Muni said, what do you think? I'm a Brahmana and you're a Chandala. How can I take water, you know, touching you? Like that. No, no, great sage, you are feeling very thirsty. You know, drink water. You know, you'll be benefited. Then he chastised him. He said, get lost, you know. Don't come near to me. So immediately that Matanga disappeared along with his dogs. Then he was very shocked. Hey, what happened, you know? Then again he remembered Krishna. You know, what is this? So Krishna appeared again. Said, my dear Lord, you gave me benediction, but your benediction has gone waste. So Krishna smiled and said, no, actually that Matanga was actually Indra. You know, Indra. I requested him, you go and give him, you know, Amrita. You know, Amrita Varsha. Go and put Amrita Varsha on him. You know, but Indra said, see, this is not meant for, you know, human beings. Naras, so I can't give. But see, I am Krishna and I have helped you many times. You know, please, you know, fulfill my request. So, but he said, I will give him in this form. If he doesn't take it, don't mistake me. Don't. So that's why Indra only came and you missed out on Amrita. Said, so anyway, whenever you feel water, you want water and all, you know, there are some Udanka clouds are there, you know, so they will give you water, you just remember me. So immediately when he remembered Krishna, then clouds, you know, gave water. So that's why those clouds, that's why he got the name. Those clouds have got like Samavartaka clouds, like that. Those clouds have got Udanka clouds, like that. So Janmejay Maharaj, he was very shocked. You know, he was very shocked. How come this Udanka Muni, he became so powerful? Udanka Muni, he requested. Krishna explained everything, and then Udanka Muni requested, show me your Vishwarupa, you know, that you have showed to Arjuna. You know, then Krishna showed Vishwarupa to Udanka Muni also, like whatever Vishwarupa he showed to Arjuna, he showed to Udanka Muni also. So Janmejay Maharaj, he was very shocked. You know, how come, you know, this Udanka Muni became so powerful that he was ready to curse Krishna, and Krishna is not angry with him, and he showed him, you know, Vishwarupa, which he showed it to Arjuna. Right? When Krishna showed his Vishwarupa in Kuru Sabha, only 3-4 people could see. All of them, they got fainted. Right? Even Dronacharya could not see. Right? Only Vidura was able to see. Then Bhishmadev, he was able to see. Then there was a kallohal, hue and cry, everything, why? Because everybody fainted and all. Then Dhritarashtra asked, what is going on? Why there is so much commotion in Kuru Sabha? Then Vidura said, Krishna Vasudeva is showing Vishwarupa and everybody fainted. Then Dhritarashtra offered prayers to Lord Krishna. You know, since my childhood I am actually blind. You know, I am born blind. And then, once I want to see your form. You know, so then Krishna gave him the form, eyes, to see Vishwarupa. And then Dhritarashtra also was able to see. Then Krishna offered him, if you want, you can keep the eyesight. He said, no. You know, I have never seen on my own sons and all. With my eyes, I have seen you only your form. Now I don't want to see anybody's form. I just want to remember your form only. Please don't take away my eyesight. Take away my eyesight. So Dhritarashtra was lucky that he saw only Krishna throughout his life. he didn't see anyone, even his own son. He didn't see like that. So Krishna. So Janmajaya was surprised. How come he became so powerful? So potent that he was able to curse Lord Krishna, and then he had this good fortune of having darshan of Vishrupa darshan. Vaishampayan Muni, he explained that actually this Ulanka Muni is a disciple of Gautam Rishi, and Gautam Rishi had many disciples, and then he is one of them, and he was doing Sushrusha, Guru Sushrusha means since morning to night, simply serving the spiritual master without having any other engagement. So one day he was carrying a bundle of sticks from the forest, and they became so heavy and they fell off. He was carrying the sticks on his head, and they became very heavy, and then they fell off. When he was again recollecting, he saw one strand of white hair among them. So it is said, for a brahmachari, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he never used to use a mirror for keep putting tilak. Prabhupada said, my Guru Maharaj used to put tilak without mirror. So mirror is a enemy of a brahmachari. Right? Nowadays, we have huge mirrors in bathrooms and all. Right? Yeah, actually, it's not good. If you look at yourself in a mirror, I'm so handsome. Very nice hairstyle I have. Right? Nice sikha. Right? If at all, even if they have to shave very nice fully, they have designer sikhas. They put all this. Right? I am so handsome. Yeah. So I'm so handsome. You get that idea that I'm this body. So previously, that's why he was not seeing himself in the mirror for a long, long time. And when he saw there is a white hair, he suddenly felt that I'm becoming old. Then he was feeling very grief-stricken. So that I have become old. All my god brothers, they became very. They got all the knowledge and they went back, they got married, and I'm stuck here, carrying the wood, carrying this, sticks and all. What will happen to me? Like that he started crying. So, Gautam Rishi, he has a daughter, and then he told his daughter, catch hold of those tears. Catch hold of those tears. And she caught hold of those tears, and they were so hot, her hands got burnt. And she left them, like that. So Gautam Muni, he asked, what is the cause of your grief? Why are you crying so much? Oh, Udangamuni said, see, all my god brothers, they passed out from Gurukul and they are well settled. I didn't get, so because he did not even teach Omkara, ABCD, IEU, wo bhi nahi bataya. Right? Ovals and consonants, Akshara, he did not teach them, teach him. So he did not even learn Omkara, what is the meaning of Omkara, because he doesn't even know, Akshara also. I did not even learn anything. All my god brothers, they read Vedas and they passed out. I am stuck here, carrying wood, washing clothes and all that. Right? So don't worry, I am very pleased with you. I am giving you, you are grieving that you have become old. I'll make you young again. So you become young again. Then he touched him and then he became very young. He said, I am giving you benediction that all the Vedic knowledge, all the Vedic knowledge may appear in your heart without reading. Just you become well versed in Vedic knowledge. Then you marry my daughter. You marry my daughter. So he got double monaja, right? He got became young and then he got his beautiful daughter, right? Ahalya's daughter, So she must be very beautiful, right? Said, okay, to suit you, I am making her also very young. So Udankumuni got married. Now he said, see, I am very grateful to you. I want to give you Guru Dakshina. So Gautama Rishi said, you have served me so nicely, I don't want any Guru Dakshina. I am very satisfied with you. Your service only is my Guru Dakshina. Udankumuni said, no, you just tell me something. Gautama Rishi said, no, I don't want to tell anything. Just peace, be happy now. You don't want to do anything for me. Then he went to his wife, Ahalya, Guru Mata. He said, Gautama Rishi's wife, Ahalya, Guru Mata, said, I want to give you some Guru Dakshina. If you have any desire, you just ask me. I will, fulfill it. Then she said, okay, there is one king, Mitra Saha. His wife, she has very beautiful earrings. You bring them. Okay. So he went, found out who is that Mitra Saha. Then he went. So Mitra Saha, then meanwhile, Gautama Rishi asked, where is this Udanka? Ahalya said, I sent him. Actually, I'm thinking, how will I spend 1 hour, giving lecture? Now, time is falling short. So Udanka Muni, I've sent him, to Mitra Saha to get his wife's earrings. Oh, then he said, what have you done? He's a Naramansa Bhakshaka. Mitra Saha. And if this fellow goes there in night time or evening time, he will cut him and eat him. Ahalya fell at his lotus feet and started crying. Please, save my son and son-in-law, whatever. Okay, sir, don't worry. I'll make some arrangement. So meanwhile, Udankamuni went, and at the time, that is night time, so Mitra Saha caught him. You have my lunch, my dinner came. Since morning I'm feeling hungry, I didn't find any men. So I'm getting satisfied with breakfast of lions and tigers. Now I got, I want my full lunch. You have come at the right time. So Udankamuni said, so you're a king and you are very well versed in knowledge. Actually I am on a Guru Karya, on the mission of my spiritual master. Such a person should not be punished by even one's enemy. He's a very important person. So don't kill me now. Said, I am actually designated this food, so I should eat you. Then Mitra Udankamuni said, okay, if you want to eat me, eat me, but let me finish my mission of my spiritual master. I will come back. I am a truthful person. I will come back. So Mitra Saha said, okay, then what do you want? I want your wife's earrings. Then okay, his wife's name was Madayanti. So she is in palace. Go and ask her. So she went, when he went and asked her, she said, I don't know you. How can I give you? How do I know that, my husband told you. So he went back and asked Mitra Saha, said, what is that? Then Mitra Saha said, you tell her, that we have no other recourse than doing this. We have no other alternative than doing this. And then this will give us auspiciousness. Right? So he went and told her, and then she gave him. Then she told him that these earrings, they are sought after by demigods, by Nagas and Gandharvas. Be careful. If you keep them on a floor, if you are unclean, they will come and steal you. Like that. So later on it so happened that one Naga came and stolen, and then Indra went and helped him, Agnidev went and helped him, and then he brought it back. So Vaishampayana Muni, he explains that simply by doing service, Guru Sushrusha, by rendering service very faithfully to the lotus feet of the spiritual master, he got this success. He became so powerful, that he could, he had darshan of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna went to see him. Right? In the same way, when Madhavendra Puri, he was very sick, his disciple, Ishwar Puri, he was serving him very nicely. Right? So these acharyas, they exhibit, this pastime of becoming sick, passing stool and urine in the bed and all. But actually they are transcendental. Their bodies are transcendental. But to give us a chance to serve their Vapu, they exhibit those pastimes. Right? When Srila Prabhupada was very ill, he was not able to even stand, and his only bones are left. Bhaktichar Maharaj, he was saying, when he would open his mouth, to put medicine in Prabhupada's mouth, and he would see his Prabhupada's tongue is constantly, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada was, Ayurvedic doctor, Kaviraj, came and he checked his pulse, and then he said, oh, actually there is no, how he is living, but his consciousness is so high. Prabhupada was translating, 10th Canto Bhagavatam, chapter 14. So, they were not, but he is exhibiting this pastime of becoming sick and, like that. So, Madhavendra Puri, he was exhibiting this pastime of, passing stool and urine and all. So, Ishwar Puri, he actually was serving him very faithfully. So, Madhavendra Puri gave him benediction that after me, you will get Krishna Prema. So he transferred that Krishna Prema to Ishwar Puri. To like that. So when Mahaprabhu was performing, pastimes of in his Navadvip Dham, and then that time he was not exhibited himself as a devotee. So he would come. He wrote a book, and then he heard that Nimai Pandit, he was a great scholar. Then he gave him his book and said, find out any errors are there. And then Mahaprabhu checked and said, this is the fault. Like that, check it. Ishwar Puri then he argued and said, no, this is the fault. And this is not the fault. This is correct. What I have written is correct. So Mahaprabhu agreed, yes. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur writes that actually the Supreme Lord himself wants to get defeated in front of the pure devotee. Right? So Ishwar Puri, he became later on became the spiritual master of Lord Krishna. He's so wonderful. How he got that mercy? Because he served the spiritual master very faithfully. Right? In the same way, but Ramchandra Puri, he was Madhavendra Puri, he was crying, I Dina Dayat Natate Mathura Natha. Kada avalokyase, there is a beautiful verse which is actually our Siddhanta, our Gaudi Vaishnava Vedanta Siddhanta is based on that verse. Madhavendra Puri is the originator of Radha Krishna Prema in our Sampradaya. He was crying all the time. And this Ramchandra Puri came, said, why are you crying? Why are you crying like an ordinary man? Meditate on Brahman. Brahman is everywhere. Why are you crying? Where are you, Krishna? He's crying. Where are you, Krishna? Oh, Mathura Nanda. Because I'm not seeing you. My heart is breaking. When will you give your darshan? Like that he was crying. Then Madhavendra Puri cursed him. That you are a nalayak disciple. You are a rascal. It is my bad karma that I got a disciple like you. I've done some bad karma. that's why I got a disciple like you. Please don't show me your face. Get lost. So Ramchandra Puri became so fallen that he comes to Jagannath Puri and Mahaprabhu would offer him respect because he is the god brother of his spiritual master, Ishwar Puri. And Ramchandra Puri, instead of, you know, glorifying Lord Chaitanya, you are a sannyasi. No, you are eating too many sweets. You know, why the ants are there? You know, he was finding fault in Mahaprabhu. So if somebody offends the spiritual master, he becomes so degraded that he will find fault in the Supreme Lord. You know, so this is the importance of following like that. So another point Prabhupada makes, that Madhirekshana, you know, Prabhupada writes in the purport, in one purport, that this having darshan of the deity, like, you know, it's not that, you know, many people have this misconception that deity worship is meant for neophyte devotees. You know, if you are advanced, you don't have to worship. It's not like that. Like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, they are very lovingly worshipping the deities. Right? So, it's not that pure devotees, you know, they don't have to, you know, worship. They don't worship because that is Krishna. So, Prabhupada advised in the purport that when one comes in front of the deities, one should take darshan, you know, one should take darshan very nicely. You know, starting with the lotus feet, right? Starting with the lotus feet, then ankles, then thighs, then the navel, you know, and then the chest, you know, arms, you know, and then lotus face, crown. Like that, you know, one should very gradually have darshan of the Lord. You know, that is the proper sadachar for having darshan of the deity. Right? So, then we should observe which dress Krishna is wearing today, how the garland is put, which jewelry is wearing. Right? If somebody asks, you know, which dress is Krishna is wearing today? Huh? Which dress Krishna is wearing? So, we should, without looking at, you know, one should have able to see, one should be able to say, you know, Krishna is wearing this dress. Right? So, Prabhupada writes that if somebody, like some of the our congregation devotees, you know, they stand hours and hours, you know, from 4:30 to 9 o'clock, they stand in front of Radharaswari and have darshan. And see, Prabhupada is mentioning here that eyes are very enchanting, just as one's eyes are Madhirekshana when engaged in seeing the temple deity. Unless one is an advanced devotee, he cannot fix his eyes on the deity in the temple. Right? So, people, devotees, you know, they just offer obeisances and go. You know, they don't even have proper darshan. Right? But if somebody is very advanced devotee, and if somebody wants to become advanced, you know, one should have darshan of the Lord. And then while chanting Hare Krishna, we can actually think of the deity form of the Lord and meditate on the deity form of the Lord and chant. You know, chant. So that will be very beneficial for that. Like that. So like this, Prabhupada explained that one should have proper darshan. Like Babaji, once we went to Radha Madan Mohan temple, and then by the time we reached, the temple got closed. You know, we travelled from Vrindavan. You know, so then the discussion among our devotees, what to do now? Whether we should stay back and have darshan and go, or go back. So one devotee was arguing that we may not be able to see Krishna, but Krishna saw us. You know, Krishna saw us. Right? So, anyway, we had decided to stay back and have darshan of Radha Madan Mohan. So, even if we don't see properly, by coming every day, you know, Krishna will look at us. You know, so that will actually make us purified. You know, make us purified. So, once one Surdas, he was going to, every day he would go to, you know, Banki Bihariji temple. And some of the boys, they were doing, you know, joking, you know, they were parihas, you know, yeh, tum andha ho, you know, har din kyun aate ho, kya dekhte ho, right? So you are a blind man, why are you coming every day? What do you see? He says, I am coming every day to give my present. Right? Then what do you see? Then he said, Mai to andha hu, lekin Banki Bihari andhe nahi na. Banki Bihari is not blind. I may be blind, but Banki Bihari is not blind. He will look at me. Right? So, that's why we should spend as much time as possible in front of the deities. Bhima Prabhu once quoting one verse from on the scripture, saying that whatever benefit you get by chanting in the dham, Vrindavan dham, Mayapur dham, you get 1000 times more benefit by sitting in front of the deity and chant. You know? So have darshan, look at the deity very constantly, and in the night also the deity will come in the dream. Like that. So like this, this verse, a very nice verse. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments?
Example of politics. When Prabhupada opened New Ramanreti, he got that property. Man Maharaj at that time was controlling a huge tract of land across the street. It was the Oriental University. And so Prabhupada said, you give us this land and help, you know, help our mission. Because it's many, many times as bigger than what we had at New Ramanreti. So Bhan Maharaj said, no, I'm going to become a trustee or some prestigious position by giving the land to the government. You become a member of the board. He thought that would be better. So, of course, they took the land and they paid no attention to him. He was just one member of a board of many people. So, many lessons are there. Rejecting a devotee association for some material association, some prestige and grandeur, and everything is lost. And sometimes we see, often we see, in human affairs, someone cannot do something. And Bhan Maharaj, he could not preach. But when someone else does it, he doesn't like that. So he tried to undermine several disciples' faith in Prabhupada by telling him he was not scholar, he was not this. And so in this way, some of the devotees left, actually. It's very unfortunate. So we should be on guard. Again, this is a matter of politics, listening to fault-finding, desiring something other than the service of the spiritual master. These things are very detrimental. And the result is that so much is lost.
Yeah.
For Bhan Maharaj, everything was lost. The whole property was lost. Huge tract of land. And it sits idle most of the day. They have a few classes there every day. Not much is happening. So amongst ourselves, we take these examples. These are immediate examples. They're not removed for thousands of years in the Shastra and so forth. But these immediate examples are very important for us members of ISKCON to understand and learn. The cooperation, as Prabhupada wanted, is paramount. It's very, very important. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Any other?
Yeah, as you said, it is very nice to, you know, concentrate the mind on the deities and see the beauty and you know, be meditated on the deity's form. But there are some, like, you know, devotees, they become like, you know, they just want to see the deities and sometimes make some mudra kind of thing, doing like this. And so some new thing, you know, is starting. And seeing that, others also trying to do it. So, you know, I don't know. What is your comment?
See, there are so many things to do, you know, outside. If somebody is coming and standing in front of the deity 4 hours, that means what? Some nectar he is getting. Some nectar. I am also shocked. I dress myself every day Radharas Ferry, but I can't stand so many hours. Right? And he is standing there and they exchange some pastimes, you know. Krishna is reciprocating with them. Radharas Ferry is reciprocating with them. You know, they just don't, you know, move from there, you know, for 4 hours. So we should respect such devotees and be on guard, you know, to comment about them. Hare Krishna, Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram.